The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 65. Bouncing along in the back of the old truck, I wondered what would happen when, or if, we caught up with the gang that had stolen our camels. They were, as you may remember, nasty and well-armed, and our new companions were also well-armed and, it seemed, ill-disposed towards those people. There was a distinct possibility of a violent confrontation, and I did not relish being in the middle of it. I suppose it had not occurred to my companions, but I was thinking about how we were going to get home. Our efforts to this point had been concentrated on moving ever closer, or so we believed, to the lost city of Lenore. But what I was now thinking was, how were we getting back home? As my bum bounced on the hard wooden seat in the back of the truck, I thought fondly of my chair back in the old Amphiarthrosis Club. Its two well-worn grooves, the product of many hours of application on my part, or perhaps of my parts. I thought of the comfortably cool temperature of the club room. I thought of the skillfully mixed cocktails served by the discreet and obliging staff. I thought of those delicious little cucumber sandwiches, cut diagonally. It was enough to make a grown man cry. Would I ever get to see my beloved Amphiarthrosis again? Or would I meet my end out here in this godforsaken desert, collateral damage and some odd internecine struggle between rival gangs of nomadic marauders over it, whatever it was? It seemed to me, at any rate, that this would be a very sad end. As these thoughts ran through my head, I began to get quite angry with Roger. It was he, after all, who had gotten me into this mess. His stupid promise of a really first-class sidecar. Thinking back, they weren't really even all that good. Now he's sitting across from me with a stupid smirk on his face. What the hell was he so happy about? Did he not realize that we were in an untenable situation? Was he a moron? The truck ground to a halt again, and we all piled out and began to repeat the procedure from before. A few of the nomads climbed into the engine again, and the rest of us leaned on the back of the truck and made ready to push. I ended up right next to Roger. As we leaned into it, I turned my head and found myself looking right into his ridiculously smiling face. This was the grinning idiot, my friend, who had landed me in this foolishness. It was too much. I let go of the truck and grabbed onto his stupid throat.